Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. With the state of California once again, for the sixth time, not approving the county's submitted report as part of the general plan, where does this leave the county? We asked Supervisor Virginia Bass for comment and reaction on the Talk Shop program yesterday.
And it is somewhat frustrating to me. It was disappointing for certain to see it come back again. And yes, there are questions like, this is the sixth time, why can't you guys get it right? But in doing some research behind it, there's actually several other communities in the state who are experiencing a very similar situation.
Looking at the county report, it's a mystery why part of it was thrown out. Communication, it might be an issue.
And those were thrown out. That's 200. And they were thrown out over, we're not even at this point getting the actual information of why. So that's one of the issues. We need to know more.
The full Talk Shop interview, you can hear it online at KINS1063.com. Last night, 22-year-old Kenneth Walker was driving his Ford Ranger pickup southbound on US 101 north of Gentole Lane at an unknown speed. It's also unknown if Walker was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision. For unknown reasons, Walker made an unsafe turning movement and the pickup collided into a 3-foot pile of dirt and rock. The impact caused the pickup to overturn onto its driver's side and then rotated in a clockwise direction. The roof of the pickup then collided into a stack of metal guardrails that were stacked up on top of each other. The impact caused the pickup to overturn again, and the pickup came to rest upright, facing a westerly direction. Walker was located under the pickup and sustained major injuries. He was transported to the Mad River Community Hospital for his injuries. Alcohol, it's not considered a factor in the collision. NOAA and the California Emergency Management Agency will conduct a test of the tsunami warning communication system March 28th between 11 a.m. and noon Pacific Daylight Time in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties. The emergency test will be broadcast on the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, local television, and radio stations. Residents in some communities may hear warning sirens. To avoid confusion with an actual alert, the test will be canceled if there is excessive seismic activity 24 hours prior to the test. Many television systems are programmed to scroll a standard emergency alert text message, and in some cases, the message may not contain the word test.
TV screens will actually have the words crawl across the bottom, tsunami warning, but the audio will clarify it's only a test. Of course, if the volume's down or if somebody can't hear the audio for whatever reason, they may be confused and think it's a real tsunami warning.
Troy Nicolini with the Weather Service. People monitoring the test in coastal areas who do not receive it are asked to inform their local National Weather Service office. They would like to know. The public can provide feedback online. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has been advised by several county residents of phone calls made to them in the last several days from individuals claiming to be from the Sheriff's Office requesting donations. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office does not attempt to solicit money for or from anyone. Anytime an unknown person requests that you send money via Western Union, left at your door, deposited electronically, or even mailed to them, you should be suspicious of that person and contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. The Headwaters Fund Board will hold a special meeting on Tuesday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at 520 East Street in Eureka to consider a proposal for $750,000 in grant funding over 3 years to increase consumer demand for redwood in California. The Headwaters Fund Board will receive a presentation from local forest product company representatives and county economic development on the request for funding, and it may vote on a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors related to the request. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.